Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Aiding the oppressed. Instruction to aid the oppressed. Sayyidina Barra ibn Azib radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam commanded us to aid the oppressed. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, help your brother whether he be an oppressor or an oppressed. So a sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu inquired, we can aid the oppressed, but how do we help the oppressor? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, by preventing him from committing oppression. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will surely come to the aid of the oppressed. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, by my honor and grandeur, I will definitely take retribution from the oppressor in this world as well as in the next. I will most assuredly take retribution from him as well, who saw an oppressed person being oppressed and failed to assist despite being able to do so. If it is within our power to assist the oppressed, then we should not shy away from this obligation, as the repercussions that could follow will be very unpleasant. Chastisement for not aiding the oppressed person. Sayyidina Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, never does a Muslim fail to assist a fellow Muslim when he is being defamed and dishonored, except that Allah tabaraka ta'ala will not respond to him in his hour of need when he desperately yearns for Allah ta'ala's aid. Note that to stand up to defend the honor of a fellow Muslim is an act of great merit. It is an action that is beloved to Allah, and in carrying this action out, one will earn the favors of Allah ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka.